This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Cinema Chats. And, of course, my co-host each week is the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Good morning, Russ Collins.
Good morning. It's summertime for sure now.
Everything points to exactly that. It is going to be a hot couple of days, and the Ann Arbor Art Fair is getting underway. And one of the great places to cool off, of course, is the Michigan Theater.
That's right. Well, so yeah, we're right in the middle of all the art fairs. Again, there's four different art fairs, and they're all fabulous in their own particular way.
Yeah, they each have a very particular identity, and it's great.
Yeah, it is. And you know, people have talked about, well, you know, Grand Rapids has Art Prize, and you know, that's great, but the Ann Arbor Art Fair attracts 500,000 people
every year,
and it's a fabulous arts event. And you know, if you live in the middle of it, it's a little daunting. It certainly diminishes business at the Michigan Theater those days, but it's such a wonderful event, and we literally are in the middle of it. And if you do need a respite to cool off, we're the official cooling off place for the artists at the State Street Area Art Fair.
Yeah, it's a great place to pick up a snack, a drink, and
we've got
cool
organ concerts and snacks, and so yeah, absolutely. So please stop by and enjoy the fair. I grew up in Ann Arbor, and I used to go as a kid. So back in the '60s, I was at the art fair, wandering around in all the booths, and it had a little bit different vibe. It was more kind of a hippie vibe at that point in time, and it wasn't quite as big. But it was a wonderful education in the arts for a kid wandering around, and it still is. It's there's a lot of amazing artists. There's a lot of junk too, but that almost makes it fun as well. So go check it out. It's a great local tradition and a wonderful nationally known arts attraction to our part of the world. So.
Well, as people ponder how they're going to spend their time during art fair time in the city of Ann Arbor, there's some news out of Hollywood that, well, I don't know exactly how to take it.
Well,
what is going on with this Pokemon thing?
Is a big deal. It's been around for 20 years. It was a Japanese video game that came out in 1996. And now there's an app where you can capture Pokemon in actual geographic locations.
It has been an absolute hysterical ride to come into work. And, you know, I get here about 3 o'clock in the morning, and there are students walking around this campus, bumping into one another, staring at their phones, trying to find where on campus they can capture these little Pokemon thing. It really has become a phenomenon. There's no question about it, and people seem to be enjoying it.
Yeah, and in front of the State Theater, apparently you have to battle to get your Pokemon. There's a little battle that you have to do, which we didn't have anything to do with, but they identified the State Theater.
What kind of battle? So you walk outside the theater, and you see somebody that seemingly might be in a seizure, and instead they're battling with their phone and the Pokemon?
Well, and with all the Pokemon talk, there were some Pokemon movies and Pokemon on animated TV shows, and there's going to be another movie, not unsurprisingly, going to come out called
right.
Detective Pikachu, so we'll check that out. Kirsten Dunst is going to direct. She's going to direct a very famous story that was written by a well-known author, Edith Plath, Sylvia Plath, and it's The Bell Jar. It's going to star Dakota Fanning, so we'll look forward to that situation being
put together. Kind of a weighty first directorial debut.
Yeah, well, Kirsten Dunst has directed several short films and is a wonderfully talented person, so we'll look forward to what that can do. And it's kind of a resurgence, or not resurgence, and a growth in women that are being put in charge of projects, which is refreshing.
Absolutely.
Gary Marshall is being mourned for all of his great work on television, Happy Days, The Odd Couple, Laverne and Shirley, Mork and Mindy, to name a few.
Also had a huge film career.
Yeah, the Pretty Woman, Princess Diaries, again, to name a few. A little surprising, but we're all a little sad that this business entrepreneur and artist has passed on. Again, please stop by the art fair. And there's lots to see. Downtown, we've got Dark Horse, which is a wonderful documentary. Our Kind of Traitor, which is a spy thriller. Yo-Yo Ma, The Music of Strangers, which is a wonderful documentary, perfectly oriented to our part of the world, WEMU listeners, about the power of music. The Lobster, Swiss Army Man, and Todd Solondz's new film, Wiener Dog. But we also open Absolutely Fabulous, the movie.
AbFab, as people call it, right?
AbFab, that's right. So this was a very popular British TV show that featured Edina
back
and
in the early and mid-90s,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. And Jennifer Saunders played Edina, and Joanne Lumley played Patsy. They were glitzy, glamorous, high-living ladies who loved shopping, drinking, and clubbing all over London. They were very silly ladies that were very well performed by these two actresses. And the movie's gotten pretty good reviews. If you like AbFab, then you're going to really like the movie. If you're not familiar with it, it should be enjoyable as well. But it's definitely escapist kind of drama in a kind of a high-toned way. And another kind of high-toned escapist drama that's gotten very solid reviews is Woody Allen's new film, Cafe Society. And Jesse Eisenberg plays a Woody Allen type character.
I can totally see that.
Who's from the Bronx. And it's set in 1930s Hollywood. And he goes out to Hollywood. And he falls in love, but the woman that he falls in love with is a pledge to another person, and he gets involved in Hollywood. His uncle is a producer in Hollywood, and his uncle is played by Steve Carell. But opportunities back in the Bronx call him back, and there's a little bit of gangsters going on there. And Parker Posey and Kristen Stewart and Blake Lively all star.
He never has a problem finding a cast, does he? Everybody kind of falls over themselves to work for him.
Yeah, and the critical consensus is that it's just lovely to look at, and the performances are very, very charming, and it's definitely a lightweight comedy, but the genuine pleasures absolutely outweigh the amiable predictability. And again, amiable predictability, that's kind of what you expect, and it's fun to follow and sit there in the theater and celebrate classic 1930s Hollywood in a very comic kind of way. So Cafe Society opens tomorrow at the Michigan Theater. And then Captain Fantastic is a movie that we played during Cinetopia, and it was one of the two best received movies. The other one was Hunt for the Wilder People, which you hear promoted on NPR and will be coming to the Ann Arbor area in just a couple weeks. But Captain Fantastic is about a character played by Viggo Mortensen, and he has taken his family, his six kids, and his wife, and they literally live out on the wilderness, just very self-sufficient, hunting, learning wilderness skills, and also learning very intently all of the academic subjects that you would expect, literature, physics, sciences of all kinds.
And it results in some rather extraordinary children.
Yeah, and the children are extraordinary, except they're completely removed from society. They only have each other to relate to. They don't have any peers. They don't go to a school. And so anyway, they're kind of protected and insular, and the mother ends up becoming sick and passes away, and this forces them back into society to celebrate her passing. The family insists on it, and the mother's parents are not particularly enthusiastic about not being able to see their grandchildren, and they're concerned about the fact that they're so isolated. But anyway, Captain Fantastic is a wonderful, wonderful film.
There's also a couple of movies opening this week that aspire to blockbuster status.
That's right. Lights Out is a thriller, jump out of the closet kind of thing. It's gotten great, great reviews. Star Trek Beyond has also gotten very solid reviews. And Ice Age Collision has gotten the reviews that it typically gets, which are terrible. But so anyway, the Star Trek, definitely go check that out. And this Lights Out film has gotten great reviews. It's about a sister and her half-brother who discover a mystery, and there's shadowy creatures that live in the...
Yeah, these kind of supernatural films rarely get these kind of reviews.
Yeah, and it's gotten great, great reviews. So go check it out. There's
a lot to choose from, and of course, stop
cool.
by the Michigan Theater and stay cool. Pick up a snack while you attend the Ann Arbor Art Fairs. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Sitting cool in Hollywood.